Welcome to the Angel News Network's Current Events Broadcasting, brought to you by the Higher Realms, supporting humanity's ascension, creating the life we say we want, and Bridges Spiritual Center, our broadcasting home. Our spiritual journalist and interviewer is Joel Anastasi. Our program's channel to Higher Realms is Philip Elton Collins, both co-founders of the Angel News Network.
Hello, everyone. I'm Joel Anastasi, and during each of our 15-minute shows, I'll be reviewing the current events of the day with Philip, channeling a higher realm entity, and we'll be talking about the various events that are taking place in our country and our world. Philip?
Hello, everyone. This is Philip. Just give me one moment. I'll go into trance, and we're going to be connecting with Ascended Master Saint Germain.
Good morning, Saint Germain. Thank you for joining us today.
Good morning. It's good to be here.
Saint Germain, about a year ago in our last Labor Day, I think it was Labor Day of 2017, you posed an interesting question that I wanted us to have a little conversation about today. You asked this, what does it mean, this concept, that you are on this planet to labor? I thought we'd talk about that.
Well, we get into something really esoteric and often unbelievable for some, but let's go for it.
Okay.
You have been manipulated by advanced civilizations long, long ago, which has been lost in much of your recorded history. And much of your genetic programming was reprogrammed into something called slavery, with something called giving your power away to others. And it evolved into empires, it evolved into kingships, it evolved into tyrants, it evolved into dictatorships. And this aspect of the self, this unhealed aspect of the self and present of giving yourself away and being reprogrammed to serve others, is healing at this time, this ascension process of the planet. So this no longer resonates for a majority of the people. And you're really realizing that you're here to bring your talents and gifts out into the world as a service of others through a healed relationship with self. And so you're redefining exactly what work means. You have a soul plan, and you're all with a soul plan, a purpose, a reason to be here, and you're all in the process of activating that soul plan. And it's not guys within giving your power away for the work of others without fulfilling your reason to be here.
So we're redefining what work means, and you just, yeah, I'd like to read what you said then, because I think it relates to what you just said, because it's so important as to you know, what our purpose and what our lives should be constituted with. Here's what you said. You are not here to labor, to struggle in life, to survive life. You are here to awaken your divine essence, understanding who you are through your mental, emotional, and physical bodies, and understand through your talents and gifts why you are here and how to apply them, meaning our talents and gifts, out in the world in a loving relationship with self reflected out to others. This is the true meaning of Labor Day.
Yes, that is it. So much of humanity is in the process of healing the relationship with self through many tools that have been given to you through life mastery programs. And you are awakening and beginning to understand what your talents and gifts are, that you are all an essential part of creation or you wouldn't be here. You're all indispensable in effect or you wouldn't be here. And you're really learning to know this, not believe it, to know this truth. This is the divine aspect of you being human and being here at this time, is to express this divine aspect of self through loving self, mirroring that out, knowing and recognizing your talents and gifts, and bringing those out in the world, and those will allow you to experience something called joy, which we'll talk about in a few moments.
Right. More and more, I think I agree with what you just said. I think there is a different view of how we define work. I think more and more people are looking to connect their work to their purpose, the reason for their being here on Earth.
And even the whole concept of work is shifting. in the past it was that or a man or a woman, largely it was men, would work an entire career with one company, with one job, and get their gold watch at the end of that. This no longer takes place. The average human being now will change careers 3 to 6 times within this incarnational cycle. And they're constantly reinventing themselves, re-educating themselves as technology shifts and changes. So more and more, the ascension process of the planet is facilitating what we're talking about waking up to your talents and gifts.
You know, it's interesting you put it that way, because sometimes articles that discuss this change talk about the fact that people can no longer depend upon one company for their lifetime career as being a problem. And your position is really being an opportunity to create ourselves as something more and richer.
By it allowing, necessitating more and more, you're really getting closer and closer to your reason to be here and applying your talents and gifts to things that you resonate and discern with and allowing those to create a living for yourself.
And that really becomes an opportunity for us to really demonstrate what being a creator is.
Exactly.
That's who we are.
Then you awaken to realizing through the own necessity of the new redefined work market, I am the creator creating all the time. I cannot depend on any one company or any one situation for an extended period of time. I will evolve. I will ascend. I will transcend into my reason of being here.
So the changes that we're experiencing in the work environment are really an opportunity for us to learn and demonstrate being the creator.
And that's going to continue to accelerate as the ascension process accelerates. Remembering, beginning in your December 2012, you enter the final 2,000-year cycle of the ascension process of the planet. So it is escalating and accelerating.
So this is really exciting, because this is really all a part of the ascension process, isn't it, which is rising consciousness.
It all is.
Well, and it all fits together. That's a beautiful insight. Thank you so much for that, Saint Germain.
You're very welcome. That's what this is all about, is to bring a higher perspective on what's happening in your 3D world so it creates your resonance, it increases your frequency, your vibration, through the awakened consciousness, which supports your ascension process.
The next time I will do the Life Mastery program, I'm going to incorporate that idea into the teaching. Thank you so much for that.
Absolutely.